You're listening to SBS News.
Reports of racial profiling and more than 432 Indigenous deaths in custody since 1991 have contributed to mistrust in law enforcement among Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. But there's a different atmosphere in Western Australia's outback town of Warrakoona, more than 1,700 kilometres northeast of Perth. Policing there is not your average affair. There are only two officers who run and oversee day-to-day operations, and both are Aboriginal. Senior Sergeant Revis Ryder and Senior Constable Wendy Kelly are Noongar officers from Perth.
What we did was just get involved in the community, making sure that, you know, we'd go down there every day, making sure that people were okay, that the old people were okay, that the young ones were doing the right thing around the community, going to school. But also too was if there was conflict, we would invite the community to get together with us and try and resolve things.
The officers use Aboriginal culture and local traditional language to gain trust and respect from residents and maintain a positive relationship.
If there was conflict, we would invite the community to get together with us and try and resolve things so that it didn't erupt into something else. With the youth in the community, if they played up, we would go through the elders in the community and other community members to help resolve that those sort of issues as well. Like if people had done something wrong, then yeah, obviously if they needed to, then we would investigate incidents and possibly end up having to charge someone. So there was that too.
Traditional Aboriginal law has been passed down from generation to generation through dance, stories and song. Elders are the keepers of the law and their opinion can carry great weight within their respective communities. The Warrakoona Police Station is the only known Indigenous-run police station in Australia and Constable Kelly believes there should be more like it.
If we've got non-Indigenous officers working with us, we can teach them. We're not trying to take over things. It's just that sometimes it might need somebody to just say, hey, you know, let's maybe do it this way. With the knowledge that I have now, I just feel that I need to pass that on to others. And hopefully people take that on board, really.
Learning the local language was important for Sergeant Ryder when he first moved to the community 3 years ago. He said speaking the same language is a key step towards reducing confrontation.
When I first arrived in Warrakoona, I identified the language as a barrier for me to overcome. So, you know, I haven't learned it fully, but a lot of the words, the basic words I understand, so that goes a long way in regards to, you know, my relation with the community of Warrakoona and surrounding communities.
The population of Warrakoona is 230 people and the crime rate is minimal. Sergeant Ryder says youth crime has fallen since he and Constable Kelly started patrolling the area. If someone breaks the law, elders meet to deal with it and punishments vary depending on age, sex, status, previous offences and the offence breached.
No, we don't really have a high crime rate out there. So it's, you know, a lot of stuff we deal with is basically it's to do with domestic violence. So just the growling, the arguing between families and partners.
Sergeant Ryder says he has the best job in the world and encourages young Indigenous people from remote communities to consider it as a career.
I think we should have more. And I hope one day there's more Aboriginal officers working in the remote areas, and like to see young people from those communities getting the education and join the police service and then going back and working in their communities. It'd be good to see that happen one day. It's a great job. I've been doing it for a while, and I think it's probably one of the best jobs in the world.
The Australian Bureau of Statistics recently released data showing the average daily number of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander prisoners has increased by 5% in the March quarter. It also found that almost three quarters of all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander prisoners are in New South Wales, Queensland or Western Australia. The highest imprisonment rate was in Western Australia, over 4,000 Indigenous people per 100,000 being taken into custody. The unique policing in Warrakoona is now the subject of a short-form documentary called Our Law. One of the producers of the documentary is Taryn Lafar, who says Sergeant Revis and Senior Constable Kelly are leading by example.
Senior Sergeant Revis Ryder and Sergeant Wendy Kelly are very much revealing a new way of working, or a different way of working, to push the influence terror all over the country, really, because the need is to cover Australia with addressing the issues that have existed with police and Indigenous peoples, having cultural respect and feeling, from an Indigenous point of view, it's feeling respected. Community responds to that, you know. If people feel respected and heard, then they will respect and listen.
Our Law will be screened online as part of the Sydney Film Festival, which runs until the 21st of June, and will be shown on NITV on Monday the 22nd of June at 8:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.